Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, David Hochberg. How the heck are you, dude?
Tremendous. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm worried, though, about people because the Feds raised the interest rate, and this was a significant one.
Yeah, they raised it 75 basis points. First time they've had that large of an increase in 28 years. It's going to jack up the cost of credit card debt. It's going to jack up the cost of everybody out there who has a home equity line of credit, which I am a big fan of.
I got my little notice saying it went up from this to that.
Surprise. So every $10,000 that our listeners have out on their HELOC, it's going to cost you another $12.50 a month from what it cost at the beginning of the year. So, we had a couple of bumps up. So it's going to basically, the increase has been $6.25 because it's only been 75 basis points quarter than a 50.
This is where you lose me, all these numbers, but you're so good at this.
Well, it's essentially costing everybody more money.
Right.
And when I was on with Lisa and when I was on my show, the last time I was on with Lisa and the last time I did my show this last Saturday, I recommended and the Saturday prior to our listeners to increase the limits on your credit cards. And you know this as well as anybody. It has to do with the availability and while you still have a job and while you're still in good credit standing. Most of our listeners couldn't afford to pay their credit cards when gas was at $2.50 to $3 a gallon. And all that they're doing now is that they're just adding more debt to their credit cards that they couldn't pay off before, that they really can't pay off now if you have balances on there. Most of our listeners have balances. And not only are you eating into the availability that you have, and as you know personally, the more credit card debt you have, the worse it is on your credit score.
Yep.
So what we try to do is get ahead of it and increase try to triple your availability so the balances that you hold on your credit card is less of an impact on your credit score.
All right, but here's the question for you. Say you have a $10,000 balance and you call and say, I want to get my credit limit raised. Why should they raise it?
Why should they raise it?
Yeah, because you already owe them money.
Because they want to make more money, and you've been a good client of theirs for the past whatever many years, and you haven't missed any payments, and they see that you still have a good job, and you've been able to maintain that limit. So why not? All they could say is no, right? You can't fall off the floor. It's a simple task. It takes 15 seconds. You take your credit card out of your pants, out of your wallet, out of your purse. You flip it over. There's an 800 number on the back. You dial the 800 number. You wait on hold for 3 to 7 minutes. And you're like, hi, I'm gonna be doing a lot of traveling this summer. I got a new job. I got more responsibility. I'm going to be taking
so on. So kind of make an excuse. Don't just say, hey, I want my credit limit raised.
Well, yeah, and it's all true, right? I'm going to be traveling this summer. I want to have a little extra room. I haven't taken a vacation in a long time. As you can see, I've been a member of your card since whatever, the past 10 years. I've been a good boy, a good girl, a good client. I haven't missed a payment. I just want to have a little extra flexibility, in case we run out of gas or in case we blow a tire or in case we have to have an emergency. Right?
Do they like you better if you do automatic payments?
Your credit scores like you better if you do automatic payment. I opened up a Citi card at Costco because you have to have a Citi card at Costco, right? You have to have a Visa at Costco. So I opened up one of their cards and I set it up to pay on the 15th and the 30th, like I recommend our listeners to do. And I just, I'm in the process of securing a line of credit with BMO Harris, like I recommend all of our listeners to do. And I got my credit score notification. I'm an 834. Why?
God.
Because
I've never seen 800.
I know you haven't. But I brought that up because I just wanted to let you know that.
Sometimes, Dave. Yeah, I love him, but I hate him.
Unnecessary.
No, but we go way back. And listen.
Well, you've seen me at my worst.
I've seen you on your worst.
Because of the stupid $40 I owed Kohl's. Can I just tell people that? And it happened to me again.
Right.
$40. That's all I owed Kohl's, and it took me down like 30 points.
Yeah, well, when you don't make the full payment or you make less than
but you forget because it's only 40 bucks.
That's why I'm on an automatic payment twice a month, so I never go over the allowed limit. And I go to Costco once or twice a month to buy food, and I go once a week maybe to put gas in my car. So it's not like I'm there a lot. I just want it down every 2 weeks if you can do it. These are simple things.
And now about like refinancing or buying a home right now, the interest rates went up. How can people do this?
Well, here, you're still going to be able to do it. You're going to be able to qualify for less. And here I put some numbers together so our listeners can understand this a little easier. In January, if you were buying a $300,000 home, putting 20% down, that's $60,000. The rate was at 3%. Your payment would be $1,112 a month, principal and interest. And you'd be able to qualify for a $300,000 home. That with rates going up to 6.5, which is where they are today, in order to equalize that same $1,000 payment, you're not in the same $60,000 down payment, you would qualify for a $220,000 home. So a $220,000 home with $60,000 down at 6.5%, you'd have a loan amount of $160,000, and your payment would be $1,011 a month. So you basically lose $80,000 worth of buying power.
Jeez.
Is what the increase in rates have done if you want to equalize the payment. So every time I come on the radio and everybody's like, well, you know, what's going on with housing? The only reason the housing market hasn't collapsed fully is that we have more stop gaps in place than we did in 08 when it was a Wild West. That's number one. And number two, we had a ton of inventory in 08 that was being built. And when the music ended, there weren't enough chairs to put butts on and the entire market collapsed. It's a little different. We still have a shortage of housing because there hasn't been any large housing tracks been built since the 08 collapse, okay, over the past 14 mm-hmm. years. So there is still a quote-unquote shortage of housing. But what we're seeing now is that's starting to equalize because the homeowners that were hanging out waiting for the summer to get out and maybe to the fall are now putting the houses on the market because they don't want to miss.
Yep.
And I've been telling our listeners, if you have a house to sell your house since last August.
Is it still sellable right now?
It's very sellable right now. Because listen, you still have folks moving in to this area. You still have our listeners who are growing out of their home and need more space. You still have death is 100% certainty. So somebody is going to pass away in a house and it has to get unloaded today. Divorce, there's still 50% certainty of divorce. It's just a fact. 50% of marriages fail. And what puts more pressure than anything on a marriage other than infidelity? Financial
money.
Stress. Okay, and we've got financial stress going on. So what's going to happen is our listeners need to get ahead of it. Defensive position over the next 6, 8, 12 months, 24 months. As you know, when the rates come down, I know we got to hit a break, but when the rates come down, you can't fight the rates. But when rates come down, well, we've been doing this 21 years. When rates go up, rates come down, and we refinance everybody, we put in the higher rates. You can't fight the rate. So it is what it is, and just work with a reputable lender you trust who isn't going to take advantage of you.
You're the only one I trust, David. I'll tell you that honestly. How do people reach you?
855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. And thank you in advance. I'm going to be off, not this weekend, but next weekend, and you're going to be hosting my show Saturdays 10 to 1.
I will be David Hochberg with breasts.
Yes.
I can't wait.
I used to have breasts until I lost all those.
Yes, you look very good.
Thank you.